So let's start it. So we'll have Augustin talking to us about accelerating robotic development for simulation. And I am personally very interested about that. So that's going to be awesome. No pressure, never.
Welcome.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Thank you very much. Just a little bit. I'm working at Forecumen, consulting firm focused on robotics and other topics based in Argentina, but we also have a pretty much distributed team, and this is super helpful for the topic of this talk. Some of the projects that we have, Andino, an educational robot that we are going to use as a target robot for the talk, Beluga, a Monte Carlo localization package, check it out, super cool. This is my colleague, he couldn't make it. I'm helping him with the talk. He's the simulation lead at Ekimen. This is me. If you don't recognize me, here I am. You can talk to me through social media or after this talk. And this is our journey today. So who has ever used the simulation engine for robotics? Raise your hands. Awesome. Who has ever used a robot without the simulation engine? Nice. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about robots and simulators. This is a super simplified scheme of what a robot is, right? So we have a hardware platform, software platform. If we think of the hardware platform, we have sensor actuators and a compute engine. We think of a robot software structure. We have an operating system driver, application and system libraries, and then we have data. And the robot is interacting with an environment, the physical world surrounding it, people, things. This is a super cool example. Here I am. I'm part of the environment. But this robot may also be interacting with off-board compute services, other systems running alike a robot. So we need to account for that when building robots. Let's talk about the simulator. What's that? Well, a simulator is an application that runs on a scenario, right? And tries to follow a given model. And a scenario is a representation that evolves throughout time, and it has a lot of systems on it. And the key thing is that it's not static, right? It evolves. What is a model? A model is a representation of the rules that governs a process. So if we think of robotic simulators, it's an application which allows to model scenarios with robotic systems. It seems to be pretty straightforward so far, right? But when we think of an architecture, this is a super simplified one, and it becomes to add more and more complexity. Why? Because we need logging. Every simulator has logging. We need a physics engine to evolve the models, and we also need rendering. So closing the limit. So we need a rendering engine to get the visuals, to process the sensors that need to capture the environment. That's super important. All these three things alone, they don't do anything. So we need to put everything that glues all the system together, and that's the core thing. That's the main responsibility. But then we need to interface with outside world of the simulator. Those are interfacing APIs. There might be many, like a communication system that interacts with the external world, or direct plugins that